It's the best day of my life. I wanted to ask you about something. I saw there was an article written by an Australian nurse. Her name is Bronnie Ward, and she spends a lot of time with patients that are dying. And one of the things she has done, she's kind of compiled a list of some of the biggest regrets of people that are dying. Say, hey, I look back in life, here's my biggest regret. Number one on the list, biggest regret, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me. Why do you think that was the biggest regret?
I'm thinking it's because people try to live in the way to compromise, and then they are not honest to themselves. At the end, they don't reach their happiness, and then they really regret. And then they really not go on to their dream instead of other people want them to. They try to be a number one student. They try to be 100%, you know, like in the school, you know. They try to be a number one for other people to judge them. But then at the end, they believe this is the wrong way. So it's the most important for people they should know now. This is wonderful to find out. You know, you want to live true to yourself.
And then what about this was awesome. We probably hear this a lot, and you probably have some of these same findings. Second biggest regret of folks that are on their deathbed, they say, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. Why this one?
Well, because people never really say the truth, you see? They try to say something to making other people feel good or not hurting them, which was a very beautiful intention. You know, people love other people and then they don't want to hurt them. But actually, truth never hurt. So if they don't want to express their feeling, they did not really communicate to another person honestly. And at the end, it's all lie anyway. So only when you talk to people honestly and show your true feeling, then you really live the life. So actually, we should encourage everybody, show your expression, be real for yourself and actually for others people also, and then you can live the life. If you live in the lie, you're never really honest.
Family and relationship expert Dr. Helen Chen joining us on the show today. Some of the biggest regrets as conveyed by people that are dying. And one of the things that strikes me, Helen, is that a lot of this stuff, you know, when we are younger, you know, we think it's about the money. We think it's about the job. We think it's about being number one. And then as we get older, I mean, I'm 42 years old and my priorities are changing a lot. I look back and I go, you know, yeah, some of that stuff was nice, but I guess for true happiness, I wished I would have devoted a lot of my energy and attention to other things. Do you find there is some truth to that, that it's a difference in the generations?
I'm the lucky one. Since I'm 4 years old, I know I want to have a good husband. This is a lifetime's mission for me. So it's very important for me to have a good husband.
But is there a difference in the ages? Like mostly it's this younger, or as, not a younger generation, but even us, Helen, when we were younger, you know, we had different priorities. And a lot of that was chasing money, chasing an education, chasing job promotions, things like that. As we get older, we go, maybe that wasn't so important. Do you find that a lot with age?
Because it's education. Because when we're in the school, you know, in the Chinese school, they told you have to follow your parents. And then in American school, they told you your job is more important. Money is, you know, buy your happiness. But then after you get old, you find out that's all lies. It's not really true. So it's, I thinking, you know, what I want to approach to people is believe in love. Because after all, for what is really certify you is your real feeling is the love. You really have to have a good relationship that make you happy.
So what are some things, so if I don't want to be on my deathbed having these regrets about not expressing my feelings and not being true to myself, what can I do today to start changing some of my behaviors?
You should really honest to what you want, using your time, using your emotion, using your money in the way you really want to. So at the end, maybe the result not exactly like your beautiful dream, but you have no regret because you do everything you want and you do everything is because you wish to do. You're making the decision because that decision made by you, not your mother, not your father, not your country, not anything else. It's very much to live truth to yourself.
Nice little tips. Other interesting information on matchmakerofthecentury.com is where you can find some of Helen Chen's love workshops. Helen, I appreciate you being on the show. Very interesting conversation today, and we'll talk next time, okay?
Yes, thank you so much. Have a nice day.